When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, thanks for pressing play. Today is Friday, and every Friday on the $100 MBA Show is Free Ride Friday, where we give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. And you can win a free ride to all of our training, 180 video lessons, workbooks, a community forum, part of our Facebook group, interviews with experts, a whole lot of stuff. And you can win a lifetime membership. We do a weekly draw every Friday with everybody who has given us an iTunes rating and review. All you got to do is visit 100mba.net/show for detailed instructions on how to do that. Let's jump right into today's episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where our episodes are like astronaut food. Small, lightweight, easy to consume, and packed with nutrition. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Today's catchphrase comes from Woody. Thanks, Woody, for putting in that catchphrase in an iTunes rating interview. You rock. Today, you will learn how to fight your worst enemy, distractions. Distractions will kill your focus, and focus is really the root of all success. Today, we're going to talk about some of the common distractions, how to fight them, how to stay focused, so you can focus and get the things you need to get done, done. So let's get down to business. Distractions are everywhere. It's everywhere around us. It's everything except what we're supposed to do. I'm going to talk about some of the common distractions you're going to face as an entrepreneur, as well as some of the distractions you'll face working online. I'm also going to talk about how to fight them with no mercy. I'm serious here. These distractions will stop you from being successful, or at the very best, slow you down to the point of frustration. These are not productivity hacks. These are things you need to be aware of so you can stop doing them. These techniques have been tried and tested by myself, by Nicole. I know how difficult fighting distractions can be, and it's a continuous battle because distractions don't go away. You just get better at managing distractions. First of all, let's define what a distraction is. What is a distraction? In my book, a distraction is anything that takes you away from what you're focusing on. You need to focus on one task at a time. Even if you know yourself as a multitasker, the fact that you can multitask doesn't mean you should multitask. Focusing on one task at a time, one piece of work at a time, will help you be efficient and help you get done with things quickly. So we all agree that distractions are anything other than the task at hand. Even if the distraction may be a good thing for your business, it's still a distraction. A common example of distraction is you put up a blog post on Facebook and some of your audience members are commenting on it. Now, yes, you have to maybe reply to those comments or acknowledge them, but that's not the task at hand. Yes, that's part of your business, but that's not what you're doing right now. The back and forth, the changing your mind or shifting your mind from one task to another takes time and energy that you don't want to waste. It's best for you to allot time for social media and focus on that. When it comes to fighting distractions, you have to do what I call cutting off the pretext, which means you have to cut off all reason why you would be distracted. So when I'm writing a blog post, for example, I don't like any kind of distractions. I make sure my phone is on silent. I make sure that my internet browser is off. And sometimes I even shut off my Wi-Fi to make sure there is no updates or notifications that come up. And I just have my Word document open. I outline what I want to write. Jot down ideas, I start drafting my blog post. Now, here is where distractions get sophisticated. Let's say, for example, I'm writing my blog post in my Word doc, no internet connection on, and I want to reference a website, for example, or somebody that I'm talking about in my blog post. your initial reaction or your first thought is, let me go find that website, make sure I have the right URL so I can paste it right into my actual document where I'm writing my blog post. I actually have to resist myself from doing that. I just write the website maybe in brackets, and then later on when I'm doing the research phase or the edit phase of my blog post, I will open up my browser to do that. Because I know if I open up my browser, I'm opening the chance to distractions. I might be searching in Google and get an email notification that I have an email. So instead of allowing distractions to creep in into what I'm focusing on, I focus on what I'm doing. I write my blog post, I write it all out. Anything I need to get out of that mode, meaning getting links, going back and doing some research, or maybe finding out a name of somebody or a hyperlink, I will go back later once I've drafted everything in Word, everything is fine. Now I can go in, fill in the blanks. This also goes for tasks that are offline. Nicole and I will have weekly meetings where we'll sit down and talk about the tasks that we have to accomplish in the coming week. We make sure that we have our laptops off. We're actually away from our workstation. Maybe we have just a paper and pen and we're maybe just sitting at the couch, or maybe we're on a walk and we jot down the ideas or jot down what we want to work on or some of the things that we want to focus on. We'll discuss and hash out ideas offline and make sure we give each other the attention as well as the business the attention it deserves. It's amazing how high quality or how efficient a meeting can go when you don't have the distractions of the internet or your laptop. So some of the most common distractions are social media, Twitter updates, Facebook statuses, LinkedIn. This also goes for notifications or things that get pushed on your iPhone or your smartphone. Make sure your phone is on silent and you have your phone flipped over, maybe screen facing down, so therefore you don't see any of the notifications that come up and distract you. Another distraction is email, getting email notifications that you have an email. You should always allot a certain time in the day to take care of email. Some people only allot certain days, like an hour or two, certain days of the week to deal with email. And they have an autoresponder that says, I only handle email on these days, so you may have a little bit of a delay when it comes to my reply. So set a time for email, open up your email to take care of your emails then, and then shut it off for the rest of the day. There's no reason for you to keep on being distracted every time you get one email or two emails. Again, it's a huge waste of time going back and forth from your task to the distraction. Another distraction is life, phone calls, personal things. You might be a student, you might have friends coming to talk to you, say hello because you're maybe working on your business at the library or something like that. Make sure you're in a space that distractions will not interrupt you. Now, this particular distraction doesn't really apply to me because I'm not really into it, but a lot of people are into the news. They have notifications where headlines can pop up whenever they want on their computer, sports news, sports updates, stocks, things like that. Make sure those things are shut off while you're working on your task because they are very distracting. You might say to yourself, oh, I'll just ignore them, but you may get something that's very compelling that you want to click. Why put yourself through that challenge? Why say to yourself, oh, I'll control myself, I have self-control? Why make it harder on yourself? Just make sure they're shut off so they don't distract you. And then when in your downtime, you can take a look at those things later on. Guys, there's also a very hidden benefit to shutting off distractions while you're working, other than obviously getting your work done. The constant distractions, the constant being updated by something and going and looking at the update back and forth all day long, this causes a sense of anxiety. And you'll really feel the difference when you stop being distracted, when you completely cut off the chance of being distracted and going back and forth to social media throughout the day. And just a lot of certain amount of time and realize, hey, I didn't miss out much. I spent my 30, 40 minutes on social media today and tomorrow I'll be back. It's okay. You'll have a more sense of calm. And you'll feel like you're more in control of your work. So your mission today is to make sure you cut off all distractions when you're working. See how it feels. See how much you get done versus having the distractions in front of you. Do this for a few days in a row and let us know of your results. You can email us at contact@100mba.net. We'd love to share it on the show. Remember that focus is the opposite of a distraction. So make sure you stay focused. All right, guys, it's that time where we announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. Let's check out who won the free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. And the winner is Kay Gatskin Consult. Kay Gatskin Consult says, my go-to podcast, and gives us 5 stars. The $100 MBA show has been my go-to podcast. I've been listening faithfully for the last few months, and I've been introduced to some great resources to grow my business as well as my clients. Your show is a perfect example that it doesn't take an hour to teach a concept. I learn more in 10 minutes listening to you than I do in some hour-long podcasts. Stay focused and keep the lessons coming. We intend to. Thank you so much, KGatskin Consult, for that review. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Welcome to the $100 MBA. We are so happy to have you. Guys, you too can win a free ride. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. This whole battle of fighting distractions so you can stay focused is a continuous battle. One of the books that I mention in one of our must-read episodes is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. If you haven't read that book yet, I highly recommend you do. If you have already, go back and review it because it's a great reminder. It's a great way to kind of fight those inner battles of distractions, of doubt, of feeling like you're not good enough. Stephen Pressfield does an amazing job in addressing these issues and giving you a plan of action. Remember, the better person you are, the better business person you are, the better your business will be. Everything starts with you. So if you can minimize distractions, stay focused, and have a little bit more discipline when it comes to focusing on your work, you're going to see some amazing results in the days to come in your business. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.